Okay, we are going to pivot from bread now. We're going to be talking to the executive director of Green City Market. Hi, Melissa. Melissa Flynn, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. We've been talking to a lot of folks today that are at home baking bread, trying to also cook meals at home as well. And the Green City Market is not closed. You can actually still go to Green City Market. Virtually,
yes. So our physical location may be closed, but we have an app as well as over 30 vendors on our website that you can order directly from. So we are still doing our best like we have for the last 20 years to get food to Chicagoans.
Tell me a little bit about Green City Market and the history and why it's so important. Of course, we all know that, you know, Chicago is a world-class town when it comes to restaurants and food and also the availability of great locally sourced vegetables and product and meat as well and seafood.
It really, Green City Market, like I mentioned, has been around for 20 years, and it really is that love of Chicago's love of food. The chef community has been absolutely amazing in supporting us. And it was our founder, Abby Mendel's, goal to really just bring the best quality food into Chicago. She felt we had a world-class city and we deserve world-class food. And our farmers, our local sustainable farmers, have really been doing just that.
Oh, geez, I said seafood. I meant fish. But anyway, you got what I meant. Yes, sorry. Tell us in terms of how many years have you guys been open and the locations that you have?
We would be going into our 21st year. Right now, we're typically indoors from November through April at the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum. Then we move outside the first Saturday in May, and we are outside in Lincoln Park from May through October, and then right at the corner of Clark and Lincoln. And then we also have a location from June through October in the West Loop at Mary Bartle May Park.
How has this affected a lot of the folks that sell at Green City Market?
It's been a really, like everyone, it's been a really rough time for the farmers. It's a critical point in the season where they have to plant or not plant. And if you're not sure if you have anywhere to sell, planting's a huge investment. So it's an absolutely critical time for the farmers. So having this lifeline of deliveries has been really helpful. It's by no means anywhere yet near to where they would be if we had a traditional market setting, but we're working on increasing the capacity so we can take more orders and help more people across Chicago. But it really is that critical time as we're moving sort of from storage crops into the spring and summer crops.
So your goal is to make sure that people, that these vendors, that these farmers, they have an outlet to actually sell their goods.
Absolutely. And we know there's a demand. We've been selling out each and every week our delivery slots. So, again, we know that Chicagoans want access to great food, and we're doing our best to increase that capacity.
So how easy are you making this for everybody in terms of being able to get their Green City Market goods?
We are trying to keep it absolutely easy as possible. You can go right on our website, greencitymarket.org, and you can either order directly from our vendors. We have a tab that says delivery and pickup, or even just as easy, you can order through our virtual marketplace through the What's Good app, and all the information on how to download that is, again, right on our website, greencitymarket.org. And when you use the app, you can order from a number of our farmers all at one time, and then we aggregate the order and bring it right to your house.
Melissa, why don't you entice us? Describe some of the wonderful offerings that you have available online right now, if you can think of a few of your favorites.
Absolutely. Well, we still have wonderful apples. I just got a bunch of butternut squash to make butternut squash muffins with and to roast the squash. We have, of course, a great staple, eggs. We have meat products. We do have bread. So in case you didn't dive into your baking project, we can help. We have wonderful spinach and carrots this time of year. We have great jams and jellies, all sorts of things that really help you get through and have great nutritious food and so that you can get through quarantine. And when you're thinking like, oh my gosh, I just got this squash, I have no idea what to do with it, we have an email that you can just email at askthechef@greencitymarket.org, and our head chef educator, Lisa Kalibakis, is going to create a recipe for you. So if you get something and you're like, huh, seemed like a good idea. Now I don't know what to do. We'll help you out so you don't even have to worry about it.
Melissa Flynn, Executive Director of Green City Market, you're telling me that if you buy goods from Green City Market through the virtual market, get it delivered, and then can't figure out what to do with it, that someone will customize a recipe that you can then use?
Absolutely. We want all Chicagoans to feel comfortable cooking, and so we're here for you every step of the way.
This feels like such a big problem. When, of course, love everybody that's in the hospitality industry, have a lot of friends and loved ones that are laid off and furloughed, and it seems like such a big problem. Was definitely trying to donate to GoFundMe funds and pages to places that I would normally be contributing to were we not under the stay-at-home mandate. But it feels like such a big problem. Does it really make a difference if I do order locally versus, you know, somewhere else?
Absolutely. And ordering locally helps on so many levels. And for one, more of your dollar stays in the local community, and those taxes get used within your community. It's something like 72 cents per dollar stays in the community versus 15 cents when you buy from a non-local source. When you do buy directly, if we are open in the usual setting at the market, statistics show that you will typically have about 19 interactions and chances to talk with people and people who want to share a conversation with you versus being at a grocery store where you might have one person chat with you. We know that the farmers, the food that they're bringing is really just the most nutritious food you can get because it's typically picked the day before. It's coming from Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin, so you're not losing nutrition as it travels to you. So buying locally, supporting our local chefs and our local businesses is so absolutely critical at this time.
So if you're able to right now, if you have a paycheck, if you're looking to support local farmers, local small businesses, then the Green City Market, it's a way to do that. And can you give us the website one more time?
Absolutely. It's greencitymarket.org.
Thank you so much, Melissa, for being with us. Melissa Flynn, Executive Director of Green City Market. Stay well and stay healthy. Appreciate everything that you're doing.
You as well. Thanks for having me, G. Take care.
Absolutely. A lot more coming up on WGN Radio.